Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
We are recording on a Tuesday morning, so we are able to bring you a little something from the Met Gala.
Yes.
Even though our queen was not there, which was a disappointment, but not a surprise.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about the happenings of the past week. We got Travis doing a little commercial in New York City. We got Gigi's birthday. We've got some celebrities, other celebs, other favorites of ours going on tour, album rumors, drawing crowds of 2 million people.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga. So we'll get into all of those things. But first, Gia, I wanted to say that you know, I had a good weekend this weekend. Mm. I was visiting with my girlfriends who are moms. We had a girls' weekend.
Ooh, moms.
And all the moms were away from their kids for the most part, except for Brittany, because the baby was there. But otherwise, we were having a lovely time. And we did, in fact, enjoy a couple cocktails. And you know who was the star of our cocktails?
Let me guess. Pink Whitney?
Pink Whitney.
Oh,
our number
yeah.
one bestie on the pod. Pink lemonade flavored vodka. Pink Whitney is always there for us. It's always there for me, you, my friends with kids, friends without kids.
Yep.
Anybody who needs a little something, a little fun, a little flavor. Pink Whitney, pink lemonade flavored vodka is here for us.
Yes. Something about Pink Whitney, it transcends all age groups.
Yes, it certainly does.
Whether you're 21
mm-hmm.
or 41.
Mm-hmm.
Pink Whitney is delicious. It tastes good with every single type of mixer, and it comes in so many different sizes. You could do the 20-shot bucket. You could do the big handles, the medium size. Perfect for your at-home bar. Perfect for pre-gaming. Whatever it is, Pink Whitney is so delicious. Pink lemonade vodka. We love it so much. You guys need to try it because it really will change the game of going out with your friends, whatever it is.
It's a great pre-game drink
yeah,
as well.
Big
great
time.
Great pre-game drink.
So make sure you are taking your shot with Pink Whitney.
Woo. Love, love, love. Yes. Okay, so the Met Gala was last night. No Taylor.
No Taylor, no Travis,
no Taylor.
And not shocked at all.
Not surprised at all.
There
we
were like,
this last week.
There were a few, you know, I think Page Six was putting out there that she was going to attend.
Agreed.
Which is just classic clickbait.
Classic Page Six. I said agreed because in my own head while you were saying that, I was also saying that Page Six is just fully 100% an unreliable source.
Yeah,
1,000%. I don't trust a single thing out of Page Six's head.
No.
Or Page Six's mouth. Like, it's crazy how can they lie like that so blatantly?
That's
like,
what, yeah.
For clickbait.
Like, I wonder what the legality of being, like, an inside source, like, what's
right.
the credit of an inside source, you know what I mean?
Like, I'm going to start making shit up and being like, an inside source told me,
exactly,
you know,
that's
an inside
what I'm
source
saying.
Told me Taylor Swift's going to visit my house next week.
An inside source told me I'm getting $50 million.
Exactly. Exactly.
So if that's
an inside source tells me I'm moving to a penthouse in New York next week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so crazy.
So
like,
I guess we can just say whatever we want as long as an inside source says it.
Completely.
But it is kind of crazy. It is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. So yeah, I don't know why anyone even began to believe any of the rumors. Although I will say, like, there was a small pitter patter,
of course,
of clowning, just because as true Swifties know, the last time that Taylor Swift was at the Met Gala was during her Reputation era.
Mm-hmm.
She was a co-chair co-chair. And it's when she had her hair bleached.
Yep.
And she had that. It was the, I think it was like the
flashback when you met me, your buzz cut and my hair bleached.
Even
so
in
good.
Times,
what was it?
You saw
the truth in me. It was like, no, it wasn't steampunk. That was like one of the,
was
that
it
was like 2012.
Ex Machina?
Yeah, something
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
that. It was like punk robot something. I actually loved her outfit. I feel
I
like
I did too. And I loved that theme that year. It
yeah.
was cool. There was a lot of salty shit talking that year for the theme. Like everybody hated everyone's outfits for some reason. But I thought everyone was cool.
Yeah.
They kind of lived up to the hype. And Taylor was right in the midst of this album release slash, you know, teasing the album, and we knew that new music was coming. We knew that it was a whole new look for her. I mean, she chopped her hair off and dyed it bleach blonde. Like,
yeah.
That was unheard of in the Taylor Swift times.
Like, yeah.
She was, you know, she was Miss Priss before that.
Yeah.
And we all loved her for that. And then she shed her skin, literally and metaphorically,
yeah,
and became the Reputation queen that she is.
And
so, yeah.
yeah. She was dancing the night away
mm-hmm.
with Tom Hiddleston, but also, you know, making eyes with Joe Alwyn.
Mm-hmm.
And then also she had Calvin Harris somewhere.
He was hiding in the background.
Like, what the hell's going on?
Hiding in the background, forgetting
at
that
the
he
club.
Existed.
Yeah, at the club with someone.
He was the DJ?
Yeah.
What's an inside source told me he was the
he's
DJ.
He's at the club doing, I don't know what.
Yeah. He's at exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that it was it's one of her most memorable looks, whether you liked it or hated it.
Yeah.
So I think that but it's not too much to ask for us to want another look from her.
For sure.
Met Gala look.
For sure.
And this year just wasn't the year. I think 1 year we'll get a Taylor Travis combo on the carpet. Although, you know, did you see the rumors that are like the Met Gala carpet curse? Like if you walk the carpet, you get divorced.
I actually
break up.
Yeah, I actually did see that.
And it's making a good case.
Well, Justin and Haley, I don't know. Have they walked a Met Gala carpet together?
I don't think so.
They
have. Yeah. Haley walked with Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, Shawn Mendes. And bestie. Then it was The Weeknd and Selena and The Weeknd and Bella Hadid.
Yep. All broke
and
up.
Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes.
Broke up.
Yeah.
Who else? Barry and Sabrina broke up.
Yeah.
But did they actually
They didn't
walk
go together,
together?
But they at the Vanity Fair after party, they were like, you know, in this one behind the other in like the photograph line.
Exactly. Yeah. And they also
red carpet.
They took a photo, Sabrina and Barry took a photo on the carpet, like once they get to the top.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, there are a lot of couples that have taken photos together on Kim and Pete, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
A lot of couples that have taken photos as a couple on the carpet and then later split up. So if that curse is true, I hope that they never go on the carpet. Then stay away from the Met, girl.
Yeah, seriously. You know? Well,
so who knows?
I mean, there's some couples that were there last night.
Giselle and Tom. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, they definitely. But don't wait. I don't want this curse to be real.
No, I don't want it to be real either because cutie Jalen Hurts and his wife.
Literally.
Right?
That's what I was thinking. But
we don't want that. But they're a strong, powerful couple.
And they just got married.
And they just got married and they are so good looking.
Yeah.
Like, what a couple.
Yeah. Let's jump into the looks because I have a lot to say, kind of. But I mean, starting off with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Brie looked amazing.
Yes.
Loved her dress. I loved his look, honestly, more.
His hat?
Yeah.
I loved it. Oh, so, you know, for those who are living under a rock, the theme was tailored for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we expected to see a lot of suits, a lot of, when you think of tailoring, you oftentimes think of suits or form-fitting or custom pieces, things like that. So we expected to see a lot of that on the carpet. And I think that the majority of people really lived up to it. Like, everybody looked really good. There was a lot of looks I really liked, a lot of exciting twists, and everybody just looked real sharp. So, you know, I would say, beside the people that didn't really do much and just wore a suit, nobody really looked bad. You know what I mean?
No.
I wasn't like, ew, gross about anybody.
It's very hard to look bad in like a tailored outfit.
Exactly.
I also want to say a lot of it, like the whole thing is inspired by like black dandyism.
Black dandyism, yeah. But it's like that's the
super
exhibit.
Fine tailoring black style. The theme is inspired by the costume and suit Spring 2025 exhibition, which explores the history of black dandyism and the evolution of black style through the centuries.
Yes. Fabulous. Which is the exhibit. And I think there is a little confusion when it comes to the Met and the theme and the exhibit. That is the theme of the exhibit. The theme for dress is tailored for you.
Okay.
But most people would play off of the
dandyism
exhibit.
And, okay.
Exactly. So, which is great. But then I think that the overall, everyone lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited to get into it.
I felt like either people were so on theme, like perfect, that I really loved, or I was so bored that it gave nothing. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
Like Teyana Taylor compared to like Hailey Bieber.
Hailey Bieber. Listen, Teyana Taylor, first of all,
she always has the best outfits. Yeah,
She is a fantastic dresser.
Yeah.
On a regular day.
Yeah.
And this theme and vibe really suited her.
Yeah.
You know, pun intended. And and she was one of the carpet correspondents on Vogue.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Along with
Ego
from SNL.
Yeah, I really
who
like
also
her too.
Looked fantastic.
Yeah.
And so okay. What did you say? Oh,
Hailey Bieber.
Let's start off with Hailey Bieber for a sec, because I am in complete agreement. I think that she was boring. She wore a little, I believe it was YSL, just like a big YSL like blazer or whatever.
Yeah.
Again, not a bad look. Here's the thing. When she came out of the mark or whatever, she was holding a martini.
Oh.
And I thought that was really chic and cool. And I thought it was a fake martini. I was like, oh, she's got a martini. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's part of the look. That's part of the, you know, that's adds an element that is exciting, you know, past this just like oversized blazer that she's wearing. Obviously, she looked beautiful, but not very exciting. And she didn't have the martini on the carpet. So boring. Sorry.
Yeah.
Move on. Also, riding solo.
Riding solo. Not shocking. Just not because shocking. Of all. I feel like.
Justin was watching the Maple Leafs, people say. He was like watching
yes,
it.
Right.
You know, he's obviously he's a big, huge hockey fan.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, two things. One, Hailey Bieber always kind of plays it safe with the Met Gala, which,
sure.
you know, you do you. I really liked her camp, when the camp theme.
The
I really
pink.
Liked the Barbie. Yeah,
yeah
I love that.
And the thong.
Yeah, yeah so yeah, cute. Yeah. So she usually plays it safe. And I will say, like, maybe with all the stuff going on with her and Justin in the press, like,
sure.
maybe she just didn't want, like,
definitely.
Some hubbub. So she's like, I'm just going to wear a black blazer and some cute shoes and just go and have a fun night.
I feel that because at this point, you know, there's nothing bad to say about
yeah,
it. Except
yeah.
Except for the fact that it just wasn't that, it wasn't all that glitz and glamour,
yeah.
you know? And again, she is beautiful. So she looked good. She showed up. She did her best. Fine.
Yeah.
Happy for her. Hope she had a good night with her friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, mom's night out. Maybe. that's nice. I feel bad for Hailey. I still am feeling bad for her just because I think
I'll always feel bad for her. Like,
me too. Just a little bit.
I just feel like, yeah. I mean, no one will ever know the truth at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like there's a lot of skewed hatred towards her. And
agreed.
I think a lot of it just comes from jealousy.
Absolutely.
And it's just sad because she seems like a very, you know, nice girl.
She's lovely. she seems lovely. So,
yeah.
So that's that.
Anyone that stood out to you the most?
Standing out to
like,
me.
Who
was
your
thinking?
Favorites?
I'm still kind of marinating on my favorites. Mm. I would say that Diana Ross made the biggest statement.
She ate down.
She ate the fuck
yeah.
down.
Yeah. Did you see it was like her first time in 22 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Diana hasn't been to the Met Gala in forever, and she showed up and put everyone to shame.
She ate up her daughter,
she,
Tracy Ellis.
Yeah, she did.
Tracy looked great.
Tracy looked amazing,
but
Diana was
yeah.
the queen. Like,
even Tracy on the red carpet, she was like, my mom looked amazing. Like, I was like, damn it, mom. Like, you really have to do this
what
to
the
me?
Hell, mom?
Yeah, yeah.
But she looked so good. She had this massive train, a beautiful white gown full of embroidery, a tree motif, like branches and such, embroidered with names of her family.
Yeah,
her
so
whole
beautiful.
Family, extended family, everything, which I thought not only was beautiful, but also what an homage to your big family. I just,
yeah.
Oh, I thought it was stunning and exciting all
yeah,
around.
Yeah, that's
very cool.
I mean, like, also very cool to, you know, be a obviously, like, during her time, I feel like she was a black woman that was, like, making waves
yes.
in the industry. And, like, now she, like, has this long lineage of black people,
completely.
Like, in her family. Like,
yes.
definitely, like, it's a beautiful thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy that, like,
it's powerful.
Her, yeah,
it's
exactly.
powerful, and it's encouraging, and it's strong. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love it.
She looked fabulous.
Very exciting. She stood out to me. You know who I really honestly loved, and I'm having a hard time finding a favorite above her?
Ooh.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Ah.
I was obsessed with Sabrina's outfit. Sabrina wore a very similar to her Grammys performance, I believe.
Yeah.
She had the suit.
She's been loving a bodysuit.
She loves a bodysuit, you know, high cut, obviously, suit. Something interesting, G, and I checked this online to just make sure I was remembering correctly.
Mm.
Her suit was brown. She had brown, big clunky shoes
yep.
on, which we love. You know, tailored nicely right around the neck. Kind of a high collar.
Yeah.
Almost
like
one
a
could
popped
say,
collar.
Yes,
almost.
One could say it was a little British.
Yeah.
and I looked back, and if we have forgotten, last year Barry wore a brown suit.
Ooh.
And I believe they were both Louis Vuitton. So I'm like shook by. Meaning Sabrina's current look this
yes.
year and Barry's look last year. And I'm kind of shook by that because she ate him up.
She ate him up big
comparing
time.
Comparing the two, she ate him up. And I hate to bring in a man when a woman is shining.
Right.
But I thought she looked fantastic. I think she's just such a cutie little, like, she's like gorgeous and cute and fun. And I think that it was sexy and well put together.
Yes, I agree with all of that. It wasn't my favorite look, though. I think, I don't know, maybe it was like the bare legs that were throwing
yeah.
me off. I think maybe like some tights or something would have made the...
I expected tights, but
yeah.
it might have been a little too showgirl if there were tights.
Yeah.
But I would have, personally would have worn tights. There's
yeah.
no way that I was not going to wear tights.
It,
she's got great legs though.
Oh yeah, great legs. I mean,
yeah.
she looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, no doubt, her hair looked amazing.
Yeah, good
just,
hair.
Just I don't know, the Louis Vuitton Pharrell had all these women in the pantsless outfits, and
yeah.
I did like Lisa's look.
I did too.
But I just I couldn't, I don't know if it was the missing tights with Sabrina, but then that one picture of her, like, with one foot up on the stairs, like, walking up, I was like, okay, like, step on my neck. She looks insane.
Same, literally, with the coattails trailing behind. Yes. I think I really just like the coattails. Mm. I think the coattails were, like, just such a cool part of the outfit.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like... It was definitely his own train.
Yeah, definitely a step out of like the comfort zone. I feel like a unique look on theme, but I just feel like, I don't know, maybe just something was missing for me a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I would have maybe liked her glam to be a little more exciting. Like, I would have liked an aggressive eye, but she had her usual glam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And again, her usual hair. So she could have stepped right on stage and hosted the Grammys again in that outfit.
Yeah,
you
for
know?
Sure.
Which was exciting. Someone I was slightly disappointed in, Chapa Roan.
Yeah.
Not because I didn't think she looked good. Obviously, her suit was perfectly tailored to her. Very her. The makeup, hair was very her. But that's kind of where it fell flat for me.
Yeah.
It was no surprise. Like, it was very on theme for her as a person.
Yeah.
And she looks like, you know, David Bowie, Life on Mars.
Yeah, that's what
opinion.
I was going to say. She looked exactly David Bowie, and I'm like...
Maybe that was intentional.
Is now the time to be dressing like David Bowie out of all people?
True.
You know what I mean? Like,
true.
We're supposed to be, like, celebrating black
style.
Yeah,
the whitest man in the world.
And exactly. Yeah. So, like, I mean...
Who knows?
I do, you know, maybe there is some connection there, but I think it was, very, very... honestly, I would call it safe for Chapel.
Yes,
almost.
It was.
Because even though it was so extravagant, like, just like kind of like a bright pink suit to me for her is kind of like nothing new.
Yeah. It's again, she could have stepped on her own. She could have done Pink Pony Club and we would have been like, oh yeah, duh. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that exciting. But who else? Anne Hathaway, I really liked.
Yeah, I liked Anne.
I thought she was classic and reserved, but I just think that she's beautiful all the time.
I think
Keke Palmer.
Oh, you
liked Keke Palmer.
I loved. I saw you say you liked the pants underneath.
I did. I loved the pants.
I liked everything from like the top up.
Yeah.
I sometimes like that like layered look with the pants underneath, with like the full skirt and then the slit in the opening.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just don't love that. But everything from like the waist up, I loved.
Yes. I love a cigarette pant. So if you incorporate that in any way, I'm interested.
Yeah.
But I think I thought that it was a good twist again on this like tailored look and feel instead of it just being like a full skirt or something.
That's
know?
The issue with this, like the tailored for you part of this theme, I feel like, because I feel like a lot of people kind of look like an elevated Zara lookbook.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Completely.
Like Kendall Jenner, Hailey, Anne even a little bit. Like,
for sure.
They all were kind of giving Zara.
Definitely. And that to me is more just the style of it all. Like, that's just kind of what Zara sells.
Like, yeah.
You know?
A lot of pantsuits and blazer tops and, you know, corset blazer suits, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I feel like I had one more girly that I wanted to talk about. Gia, I know that last night I had a very sound sleep once I fell asleep.
Mm.
It took me a little bit to fall asleep, and I won't lie about those things. Despite the fact that I had my wonderful Boll & Branch sheets.
Of course.
Upon me, I was cocooned by them.
Yes.
Eventually, I was lulled to sleep. And until then, I was turning off the lights. I was contemplating life. I was thinking about it as I got into bed. And it did start me down the road of remembering the Boll & Branch Met Gala look from last year.
Oh, yes. Really, Maria Sharapova. How could we forget?
In that beautiful chartreuse, some could say. And I still have my sleep mask, my Boll & Branch sleep mask.
Same.
I bring it with me on planes all the time.
Lovely.
And it did have me thinking about Boll & Branch. And thank God, because nothing gets me to sleep quicker than thinking about my cozy percale Boll & Branch sheets.
Exactly. Boll & Branch sheets. They wrap you up in a softness so extraordinary that your body and mind effortlessly drifts to sleep. Their signature sheets are made with the finest 100% organic cotton, so you can spend every night in the softest feeling imaginable. These best-selling sheets feel buttery, breathable, and get even softer with every wash, which is so true. Listen, I'm weaning off my medication right now, and sleeping has been a very big struggle for me. And I think that if I didn't have my Boll & Branch sheets, I would be getting a minute of sleep because my sheets are so comfortable that I can't help but fall asleep. And yes, sometimes I'm tossing and turning, but I just, you know, flip my pillow over, pull my covers up, and ooh, I'm just right comfortable back again. So you can discover the difference with Boll & Branch's 30-night guarantee and get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code TaylorWatch to save 15% off. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, no, not girly. Sorry. Ooh. The gentleman. One, Coleman Domingo.
Slay.
Crush, slay.
He always has the best outfits. So good. Yeah, yeah, I love him. So good.
And he was a co-chair. Right?
Yes.
Right?
Him and, Lewis Hamilton, they like showed up. Did you see that performance that they did in the beginning? They had like a bunch of men like perform Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Oh my God, I missed what?
Yeah, and
I
it was awesome.
That.
And Anna Wintour was just like standing there with like stick up her ass. And
Anna Wintour had a stain on her dress. Did you see that?
I know. Le gasp.
Like a, oh, yeah. Cancel.
My God, no one had a Tide stick on hand?
No, for real. That must have happened like as she was walking out of the car.
She's like eating a meatball.
I literally... Right, just gotta get that last bite of tomato tomato soup.
Yeah,
with
literally
a grilled cheese sandwich. Unbelievable.
But she was just standing there, kind of like, you know, so as funny. Anna Wintour does, and Coleman Domingo was like dancing,
breaking
having a good
down.
Time. I love him with his cape on before he
his
revealed
cape was
his
so good.
His full outfit.
He looked fantastic. He looked great. Chance the Rapper looked great.
I didn't see. I have to look at what he looked like because I didn't see his pictures.
He was kind of.
I was shocked. He's surprised. He was
he
invited.
Had a funky like hat on. Yeah, I don't know what. I only saw him quickly, so I didn't get a whole vibe, but he was standing there and like and looking good for the brief time I
saw
him.
Lots of hats. Yeah.
Who else? One more. Oh, Shaboozy.
Oh.
Major shouts to Shaboozy, who wore...
I liked his grills matched his jewelry.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And the jewelry really was the star of the show.
Yeah.
That like turquoise...
like beaded? Like
bib necklace.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost on his front and his back. You know, perfectly tailored suit, looking gorgeous. And I'll tell you something. I'm just a big fan of Shaboozy. I don't care if he's only got the one song. I think the song is good.
Here come the two to the three to the four. Everybody
not a burning dance floor. Two stepping on the table. We don't need a dance floor.
Oh, my good Lord. Yeah, it's a banger.
I love it. I'm sorry. And
yeah,
I think that he seems like such a genuine guy.
He seems really nice.
I love how he's showing out on the carpet. And if fashionista is his lane, we welcome him with open arms.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
Honestly, the first time I was really, really impressed by the men of the night.
Same.
A lot of great looks.
And I expected to be. I had high expectations for the men, I will say, because it's like...
It's like, this is your guy's time to shine.
Yeah. This is your chance. Another shout also to Lupita Nyong'o.
Yes, one of my favorites.
Always one of my favorites. She always slays.
Shout out to Chanel, because I feel like Chanel has been getting a lot of shit recently.
Yes.
And they just had I think they have a new creative director. And all of the Chanel looks, I was obsessed with this year.
They looked really good.
Yeah.
And everybody has been saying for a while that Chanel is like old and tired. Like they were saying about
Margot Robbie
let her out of this prison, like, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, they're turning around a new leaf. And then finally, another queen of the carpet, and I believe a co-chair as well, Zendaya, in another Pharrell number.
Yep.
Looking incredible.
Yeah.
And I think outplayed, who else? Someone else wore like a very similar outfit.
Yeah, Anna Sawai.
Anna Sawai. I would have also been pissed with it. You can't wear a similar outfit to Zendaya.
I would have left.
How do you not compare fucking notes?
I thought that Anna Wintour approves every outfit.
I thought so too. They were way too similar.
Way too similar. I mean, the hat is the exact same hat.
It's shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Zendaya's suit is more like fitted. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And the legs, her flared legs, like, everything looked better.
But
still.
I mean, that is really, really, really crazy. Like, I would, especially with Zendaya, like,
no,
she's the face of the Met Gala.
Completely. And it's so crazy. And here's the thing. Like, I didn't want to have to be put in a position to compare these two women in their outfits.
I know.
Because they both separately looked good. But unfortunately, Zendaya slayed the house.
People are saying that maybe La Roche had too many clients this year.
Ooh, shit.
And he's not focused on his main star.
I would love to know what he thinks of
that. Because apparently he had like 20 plus clients this year.
I don't know. He had a lot of clients.
Yeah.
He had a lot of clients. Yeah, Pharrell had a lot of people. So many... so many of our like favorite designers, et cetera, were put into use this year.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody really, really tried hard. How about Law and his blonde wig?
Yeah.
His kid? I thought he looked great.
He looked good.
I
yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was so cute.
Yeah. I like Law.
Me too. So
but,
much.
Yeah. I liked Zendaya's look. It was giving like bridal reception or bridal party
she
almost.
Is? She is
she's
a bride
about
to
be a bride. Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
She's a bride to be.
So I like that. But I have Laura Harrier was my favorite.
Oh, yes.
Of
yes,
the night.
I loved her.
She was wearing Zac Posen.
You know, I don't know her like at all.
She was in, I really only know her because she was in the Spider-Man movies, like the early ones, the first and second one.
But I feel like like with Tom Holland?
She was,
Who is she?
She's like the other, she's like Tom Holland's initial love interest. I forget her name right now in the movie.
I'm going to have to rewatch because I do not remember her at all.
Let me look it up. Hold on.
Like before he's Spider-Man?
Yeah, basically. She was in Black Klansman.
Oh yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, Spider-Man Homecoming, and then let me see if I can find Liz is her name. Huh. But she's not in that much stuff.
Okay.
But she also she's like 37 or like 35.
What? I thought she was like 25.
I thought no, I know. Bob Fox texted me and he's like, "Did you know that she's like 35?" And I was like, "Oh my god."
Holy
she was
shit.
She was 27 when she did Spider-Man.
Wow,
I was like,
really
"Oh my god,
my
she's gorgeous."
She looks amazing.
She looks amazing.
Amazing, amazing.
I was obsessed with the flowy sleeves, everything of it, the movement, like the wide
gorgeous.
Satin pants leg. Oh god, I was obsessed.
Gorgeous.
And really honestly, big back. Shout out to Joey King.
Oh my god, I saw you. You know what? I loved her outfit too.
Like,
and I
big
could see
shout
why
out.
You would love it as well.
Yeah,
like, it's very you. Like, if I were to style you on the carpet, I would put you in something like that. She looked great.
She looked phenomenal. Like, honestly, one of the best dressed there, in my opinion. And I feel like Joey King gets a lot of hate because,
she does.
She's Joey King. But I love the mismatching colors, the different patterns and textures. Mm-hmm. They all went perfectly.
It looks pretty bejeweled, right?
Yeah.
Those are hanging jewels. Like,
yeah.
At first, I thought it was like snips of fabric, but I think it's jewelry.
Yeah, it's like brooch, like different types of brooches
so sick.
So sick. I love her hair. Her makeup looks perfect with the outfit. Mm-hmm. Like, everything about it, even like the pop of yellow in the collar too, like 10 out of 10 out
really
of 10.
Cool look. And just a great mix of colors, great mix of patterns, like just a fabulous job. Who styled her?
I'm let me see. I'm not on a, I was literally just thinking that.
I never noticed. That's another thing.
Custom Miu Miu.
Custom Miu Miu. Shout out to Miu Miu.
Shout out. I really love that look. So shout out to Joey King.
Big shouts. This year, a complaint that I have specifically about Vogue.com or, Vogue YouTube, whatever, watching, because that's what I watched this year.
Yeah, I watched Vogue too.
Because I felt like other years, they need to figure out something better, or one single stream that gets every single person. Because
yeah.
I feel like E gets one, Vogue gets another, blah, blah, blah. Like there's, it
like Associated Press, yeah.
Yeah, like I was missing, I felt like I missed a lot of people.
Yeah.
And another complaint is that I need names when people are arriving on the carpet. I need the names to be on the bottom quickly. Because some of these people, it's like, yeah, I recognize them, but when they're all gussied up in something funky, I don't necessarily recognize them at first. I also need designers. And I think that it's kind of crazy that this whole entire night is supposed to be based around designers and costumes and et cetera, et cetera. And the first thing isn't like who dressed you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes too long for them to figure that out.
Yeah.
So that's my only complaint there. But I'm going to list the people that I put on my story fast that I liked. Let's see. Sabrina, obviously. Jeremy Allen White, looking great.
Yeah.
We had Madonna with a cigar on the carpet.
She looked awful.
She looked, I said I appreciated it. She looked awful because she kind of looks awful.
Yeah.
But I said I appreciated her look and her attempt. Shibuzi was good. We've got the Monica What's-Her-Face from A Complete Unknown. I really like with this like dress, suit and hat on top, full skirt on the bottom. Did you see her? I don't know.
No. Oh, yeah, that's cute. I like that.
Cool look. We've got Shakira, styled by Prabal, who is an old friend of ours last year working with Bull & Branch. Not sure if she worked with Bull & Branch again, but Shakira's dress seems like maybe they might have, just because it was a big, long train, pink. Not my fave, but I put it up there because I thought it was cool. Let's see. Kiki, of course. Lizzo actually looked pretty good.
I didn't really like Lizzo.
Nicole Kidman, I thought was really good. Did she cut all her hair off?
She was reminding me of, what's her face? Sarah Paulson.
Very much so.
Like, does she really look like Sarah Paulson?
Yeah. Identical.
And even
to Sarah
outfit,
Paulson.
Too, I feel like Sarah Paulson would wear.
Without question.
Yeah.
We have Doja Cat looked awesome. Patrick Schwarzenegger and.
I liked his look.
I loved his look.
Yeah.
Loved with the yellow and a lot of yellow on the carpet. With his pops of maroon. Also pictured with Amy Lou Wood, who looked amazing. Oh, I really liked her look. No?
I just felt like it wasn't really that flattering, and I hated the shoes too.
Let me look back at the shoes. Oh, I kind of like the shoe. You know me. I like a funky,
I just
silly
felt
flower.
Like they just didn't make sense. Like, I like the, you know, the fun, you
I
know,
agree.
The fun
the
of
sock,
it all.
I
but
wish that the sock was not there.
Yeah.
I wish she didn't have the sock there. Okay. Dochi is who we got to bring up. Dochi.
Oh,
briefly,
yeah.
Because apparently Dochi was being a diva coming out of the hotel. Not sure if it was
crazy
theatrics or
not. Crazy video that I saw. Of Dochi. So she wore Louis Vuitton and it's her first Met Gala. So obviously, like, she wants to make a statement, doesn't want people to see her outfit early. So she's in the elevator with, like, you know, 10 people, and the elevator door opens and everyone's like, no, no, no. So she ducks and hides.
Yeah.
Then this big.
And you could see her. Like, you could see her hair, you could see the back of her look.
Yeah. And then this big white box shows up in front of the elevator. She goes in. And then she kind of starts, like, not screaming, but, like, you know, you could tell she's pissed off. She's like, we need more fucking umbrellas. Like, they're going to put their cameras in the fucking thing. And she's cursing.
They were using umbrellas to block
the top of the box.
Like, dividers that were around her so that people couldn't hold their cameras up and angle down.
Yeah. So she's like, you know, giving everyone some tude. Mm-hmm. And then they're walking out and she's like, again, like, get rid of the umbrellas. Like, I get these umbrellas out of here. Like, I gotta get in. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't wanna like be like, oh, she's a diva, whatever.
Yeah.
I think maybe, you know, it's her first Met Gala. Mm-hmm. She's probably very stressed.
Definitely.
Doesn't want people to see her outfit. It's a big moment for her. You know, tensions run high, especially when there's a million paparazzi around, whatever. And sometimes you're gonna get sassy. I feel that.
Sure. But here's the thing.
However, the look was not worth the sass.
Yes. Like, yes. And in that case, I have to maybe plant the seed of thinking, like, was it all theatrics? Was she trying to, like, get attention? You know, trying to get people to anticipate this big reveal or something. Like, it's like, you know, she's a theatrical person.
For sure.
She's an artist. She kind of sings in like a slam poetry style. And that's like the vibe I get. Like, I think that her songs and
her Grammy
are more
performance was like super theatrical.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I could see a world where, like, entering the Met Gala is like part of the and being a diva and being like whatever is part of it. But then, kind of in my soul, the way she was talking to those people, it sounds like it was just out loud stress and a total freak out at the time.
Listen,
so,
it happens. Like,
who among us?
Yeah, exactly.
Hasn't snapped at everyone around us.
I'm never. Listen, I love like when a woman's assertive, and God forbid, like, you know, obviously no one should be talked to like that, especially if you're just trying to help her. But, you know, hopefully. She was just in a very, very stressful situation, and I think that was probably the case.
I'm sure. And also, why were all those paparazzi so close right off the elevator? They were anticipating a grand exit, like the Mark Hotel. Get your shit together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Keep those paps outside.
Yeah, that was really crazy.
Regardless, she did wear a great outfit.
I did really like
Louis
her
Vuitton.
Outfit, yes.
Yeah.
Very cool.
A pussy bow, brown. A lot of brown, too, I'm noticing.
I love the big bow. I love the shoes.
Shoes are great.
I love the different, like, patterns.
Me too.
Yeah.
Both same color, but different patterns. Louis Vuitton in both.
Probably my favorite
instances.
Louis Vuitton look.
Me too, probably. Great hair, great makeup. She had a little Louis Vuitton like stenciled on her face, but it blended with her her blush and contour, which was crazy.
Her face.
Beautiful makeup.
Her face card is lethal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. So her, let's see. Sabrina again. Zendaya.
That's who I was about to say.
Perfect.
Tramell Tillman.
Okay.
Mr. Milchek.
I don't know his real name.
Yeah.
Mr. Milchek from Severance.
He.
House
Boots. 10 out of 10 for Mr. Milchek. I mean.
Maybe my favorite man.
I was going to say by far my favorite look from one of the guys. Him and Coleman Domingo, I think. And I really liked A$AP Rocky's look too.
Yeah, A$AP.
But I loved the flowers. Mm-hmm. He had these big black protruding flowers.
Yes.
And I loved his shoes.
They were like calla lilies. Big black calla lilies. Like, kind of. And it was really. It was just really interesting. Like, I loved how
like an art
black
piece.
Yeah, it really felt. I don't know. It felt like a statement. It
yeah.
felt like you know, just certainly an extra touch that a lot of people, a small thing, but if other people who have the more boring outfits incorporated something exciting like
yeah,
that,
yeah.
we'd be having a different conversation. Yeah. We wouldn't be calling them boring. So he really,
he was wearing like flats almost.
Yeah, he had, he had like tuxedo shoes.
Yeah, I really like them.
They almost look like Chanel flats.
No, exactly. Yeah.
So looking great. And then, last on my little listy is, Damson Idris. I don't know him at all.
Yeah.
Who is he? He showed up and had quite the costume change.
So he's going to be in a new F1 movie, and that's why he did the whole F1 reveal. Obsessed with that reveal.
Looked amazing.
Amazing.
I was like, who's this? His
sparkly helmet. Give me the drama. Give me the outfit changes.
Love
that's
it.
What the Met Gala is for, you know?
Gorgeous. And so, right, he had a racing outfit on the outside with a racing helmet, and then maroon leather gloves, and then people ripped the outfit off, and he had a beautifully tailored suit underneath,
yep.
complete with like a pocket watch detail, all kinds of good shit. Some back.
He's really hot.
He's super hot.
Yeah.
That's why
oh
I'm like,
God.
Who the fuck is this? And how did I not know him before? Little bell bottom.
Yeah,
that's
well. What I 70s. Love like about the Mecca. Like I had no idea who he was, neither did you. And mm-hmm. like, you know, you go out there, you make a statement, you wear an awesome outfit, and now everybody knows who you are.
Now everyone knows. And that's really that to me is the benefit of going to the Met Gala. If you are a creative person, a fashionable person, but not necessarily the most famous person in the room.
Yeah.
If you're invited, you go, and that's the kind of statement you make.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just a fun, funky, well thought out and flattering look.
Yeah.
I think.
Two more from me. Demi.
Oh, Demi. Gorgeous.
I posted a TikTok and I was like, I don't really get this like loop-de on her head. Like, I don't really understand. She's a tie.
Either. Oh my God, shut up.
Yeah, she's a necktie.
That's incredible.
I know, right?
That's incredible. Who styled her? Brad? Well, Brad, obviously, I'm sure.
I'm not sure, but I was at first, I was like, I really don't get this, but do you see it? Like the way.
No, I'm seeing it. That's unbelievable, and I can't believe I didn't notice it at first.
I know.
Oh, Tom Brown.
Tom Brown.
But styled by Brad Gresky, of course, is her, like, her. That is fucking crazy. I did not know that's what that was.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I had no idea either. And I was like, oh my God, like, what? At first, I just thought
I'm putting on my story right now. Wow. Had no idea.
A loop-de-loop.
This was a tie.
And everyone commented. They were like, it's a tie. But now I get it. Also, I really
so sick.
I know.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, it's kind of basic. Like, I like the loop-de, but, like, it doesn't really make sense.
Same, I didn't get it at all. But you really couldn't see the bottom on the carpet.
You have to see
the
end of the train, too, because the train is, like, shaped like a tie.
Exactly. Wow,
yeah.
Iconic.
Love. Really iconic. I love that.
Amazing.
And then all the Kardashian family was so boring.
Boring as fuck. Kim?
Kim
why'd
looked
you,
like
why'd you even show up?
Kim looked like Luann de Lesseps.
She looked awful. Like, and you know, of course, nobody actually looks awful.
Yes,
but she did not like for all the other years where she makes such a big fucking deal about her look and this and that and whatever.
Yeah, and I feel like from all like the you know I feel like she's like constantly like dipping into black culture and like stealing ideas from black culture.
Completely.
So then for
cosplaying.
Her to just, for her to just show up in that, I was like, okay, I didn't hate it. Anytime there's like a lot of jewels, I'm like, okay, like I love the jewel moment.
They're doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I just didn't love it. Kendall, super boring. Kylie, extremely boring.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those were the only people. And then Rihanna looked good, pregnant again.
Oh yeah, Rihanna, duh.
Save her.
Rounding
like,
out everything. Dude, how
can
many
we stop?
Times is she
like,
pregnant?
I'm sorry. Like,
it is
I hate to
crazy.
See a bad bitch constantly pregnant. Is that crazy to say?
No, she's been pregnant for 10 years. It's like enough
just
already.
Like, like
let her live.
No,
ASAP. Let her live.
I feel like she's been pregnant for like two. Yeah, like you said, like 2 years straight. Like I just
literally longer than that. She said she has. This is her third child.
Third kid.
And so it's been. It's certainly been at least five.
It's
that
like
she's been pregnant.
Yeah, like don't
maybe
you want to give yourself a little bit of a break?
She,
I don't know.
Who knows? She's loving it, and I'll tell you.
Maybe
what,
she's just loving motherhood.
Maybe she's loving motherhood.
Rock on.
She tailored her outfit perfectly to her baby bump.
Yeah, as
you
always.
You know what I will say? Never do I think, and this is, you know, maybe mean, but it's not really. I'm not a fashionable baby bump kind of girl. If you're like letting your baby bump out in a red carpet setting, whatever, you know, that's your own prerogative. It's not my favorite look. I think it's just like enough. Okay, we get it. Unless you're literally Mother Earth. The only exceptions I make are like Beyonce's baby announcement where she's amidst all the flowers.
Yeah, yeah.
Beyonce's other baby announcement in the middle of her
VMA's performance.
VMA's performance. Rihanna's baby announcement at the Super Bowl was
cool. Yeah.
And then Rihanna walking through the streets of New York with a silk, like a basically a blue silk outfit, an umbrella, looking chic as fuck with her stomach.
Yeah, I like that.
With like the traffic of New York and the rain around her. I could blow that up and put it on my wall. Like that was a really cool image.
Like, I kind of like the you know, styling around the bump.
But sometimes styling around, but making it the focal point is usually not my forte. Yeah,
I get that.
You know, but that picture, if you haven't seen that picture of Rihanna walking in the traffic with an umbrella, with her like baby belly kind of hanging out the bottom of her like silk set, look it up.
Because
it's truly, like I liked that look more than her red carpet look, which is a little crazy. But yeah, she slayed the house always.
Yeah. And that's kind of it for me, really.
Me too.
No one really stood out that much to me besides that. And
same. I didn't have a lot of shit to talk either.
Yeah, and there really wasn't like no one that I was like dying to see, you know? Like,
yeah, me neither.
No Olivia Rodrigo. Who else? That's like kind of who I'm thinking. No Taylor.
No Florence Pugh.
No Timmy. No Timmy Chalamet.
No Timmy. Timmy was watching the Knicks on an iPad.
No Harry Styles.
No Harry Styles. Yeah. A lot of the, you know, no Beyonce.
No Beyonce. No like
Gaga.
Yeah. I'm like trying to think.
They're both on tour, but it's still kind of like, aw.
Yeah. Bummer. I was kind of hoping to see Tate McRae.
Yeah, no Tate, no Gracie. Yeah. I wonder if they got invited.
Yeah, I wonder.
You know, good things that we're curious to know.
Well, Gracie's also on tour too. So
Gracie's on tour. A lot of ladies on tour.
Did you see that? Paul went to Gracie's show.
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
Oh my God! What a moment!
I know. What a big moment for their relationship. I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was very happy to see that.
Happy for them.
Yeah.
I like that they're together. I think they're a good.
I love them together.
Yeah. They're like the real life Connell and Marianne.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she's very Marianne, I think. Like, I feel like that's kind of her vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
In real life, you know, not knowing her at all. Gia, there were many mothers on the carpet. Mothers all around us. Mothers in the street.
Yep.
And our
mothers at the Lady Gaga concert.
Mothers at the Lady Gaga concert. She was mother at the concert, of course. And with all these mothers on our brains, don't forget about your own. Don't forget about the mothers in your life. Don't forget about the women who deserve recognition for bringing life into this world.
Yep.
As well as taking care of lives already in this world. Gia, anchovy.
Yep.
Happy almost Mother's Day. And this is something that that I feel like people are not realizing how soon it is. It's this Sunday, y'all.
Yep.
It's the 11th, right?
Yep.
May 11th. You got to get your stuff together. I know that I'm personally a little behind, and I need to go ahead and place a little order with our bestie over at Steven Singer.
Yep.
Because Steven Singer has the number one gift for Mother's Day, and that, of course, is the limited edition Blue Moon 24-karat gold-dipped rose, a real rose that will last forever, that's going to look beautiful alongside your mom wherever she decides to place it. It's time. IHateStevenSinger.com. Go ahead. Head there. Get your gift for your mother, for the mothers in your life. They're always our number one bestie.
Yep. Just like Kelly said, these roses are real long-stemmed roses dipped in real 24-karat gold and are guaranteed for life with the limited edition Blue Moon Rose, which is beautiful and has a brightly bright blue rose with diamond-like sparkles.
It's gorgeous.
We love these roses because they last a lifetime, so you can make a collection of them, a bouquet, and every single rose can represent a different memory, and you have memories to last a lifetime through these roses. They also arrive in an impressive gift box with your own personalized Mother's Day card, so go right now to IHateStevenSinger.com. Don't miss out on free shipping to arrive on time. And hurry, because this may be your last chance to get Steven's brand new Blue Moon Gold Dipped Rose. They won't be restocked. Nothing says I love you like a real, authentic Steven Singer 24-karat gold dipped rose that lasts forever. Only available at StevenSingerJewelers.com. Only available at Steven Singer Jewelers or IHateStevenSinger.com.
But, okay, so moving on. The Met Gala does leave me personally with the taste of Reputation TV. It did leave me thinking about it, wondering about it, worrying about it, hoping for maybe a glimpse of something, but nothing.
Well, I think from last episode, we made a very interesting connection of you saying that July 16th is National Snake Day, and then The Summer I Turned Pretty also comes out on July 16th.
Yep.
So I could see like a, you know, This is why we can't have nice things or like, look what you made me do, something like You know what? Actually, delicate. I did something bad. Maybe
did something bad.
Like when her and Conrad like start like ooh,
totally. No spoilers. When they see each other like across the room and they run up and kiss you. They say I did something bad. Yeah, and it's right. Like one of those like run, jump, make out moments.
Ooh, I would love that.
Ooh, Jenny Han, you want to come through and write a little
Austin Swift? Let us know.
Yeah, Austin, call us up.
Yeah,
but yeah. So that's just what we're thinking of. I think that is the future, the nearest and most likely clown date of the future for those clowning along with us.
Mm-hmm.
Touching back on last week, we had a brief conversation about a breaking news moment where a Brazilian rapper was said to have been using an image of Taylor Swift's eyeballs as his new single cover. I don't even know if it was the album or just the single. Not totally sure. It has since been removed. Tree Payne had followed him. Now the image is removed. He said something along the lines of like, I had to remove the pic, obviously. Didn't really go through the proper channels to get photo rights to it. And turns out the song itself, you know, there was no ill will, no shit talking here, just a copyright issue. The song itself, I guess, has something to do with fans in general and how Taylor Swift's fans are some of the most,
loyal
and enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Of them all. And I guess the messaging of the song is like, I want fans like Taylor Swift's fans, I guess. It's like sort of the vibe. At least that's what I could tell. I didn't hear it myself, but that's what I could tell so far. And so no collabs or anything. No, nothing. Just
said,
a little copyright issue.
Unfortunately, that cover won't be that one. I really wanted to be that idea, but you probably already know why. Yeah, I mean, you can't use her face and likeness for
can't
like
do that.
Yeah, it just
can't do that.
Can't
especially
do that.
If you're a musical artist. Like, yeah, it's just a weird and if she doesn't know, like, thankfully this was just a nice song about her fans, nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, God forbid
it wasn't like something bad. You know, that would have been, you know, God forbid he would have been sued to death. Let's see. We have Travis was in New York City.
Yes.
This past weekend or late last week doing some kind of commercial.
Yeah, fighting the toupee allegations.
Fighting the toupee allegations.
Everyone's like, his hair is fake. No, it's not.
No, it isn't.
He's had that long hair for so long.
He has long hair. He's a young guy. He takes care of his locks.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's a toupee? He's wearing a toupee. He shaves his head every 6 months.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, he was looking very good, very
looking
sexy.
Super fly.
Yeah, I liked his outfit
super
a lot.
Super fly. Yeah.
I wonder what he's shooting a commercial
super fine,
for,
fine, some could say.
Super fine.
I wonder, too, what the commercial was. But he had a nice little knit top. It looked almost tennis. Tennis outfit to me or something along those lines. Who knows?
So who knows?
I'll have to keep our eyes peeled for something along those
lines.
He's
really never beating the guy on the screen. Allegations
no,
as well.
No, he is not. He is constantly on the screen. Potentially more than anyone Taylor has ever dated. We also had bestie Gigi Hadid's 30th birthday party this weekend.
Yep.
No, we don't know if Taylor was there or not.
There's conflicting reports.
Conflicting reports. She could have been. She might not have been. No photos of her, so we can tell at this point. However, we did have a photo of Bradley Cooper and Gigi kissing.
Cute.
Over the cake. Hard launch.
Hard launch. Shocking hard launch, honestly. I never thought that they would go Instagram official. I just feel like they just like... They're too like cool for that, like
totally.
Low key for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it was like the ninth picture in the dump and very sweet photo. I actually really like them together.
I do too.
Yeah, I think they're a cute couple, and I like that she always just seems like so enthusiastic about things. Like whether she's at the Eras Tour, she seems like she's always having such a good time.
Totally.
And then like she always goes to the Eagles games with Bradley, and that's just like so fun. Like I love.
She just seems like a genuine gal.
Yeah,
You know? Gigi, we love Gigi.
She lives on a farm.
Gigi before. Did you know that? I've met Gigi before a few times. She when I worked at V Magazine, she was a favorite of my boss. They were good friends. So she was always on covers, always doing little side projects, whatever. And she is lovely. The brief conversations and meetings that I've been in with her, she is wonderful and sweet and lively and very like youthful is a good way to describe her.
No, for sure.
And, you know, at the time she was young, but to be 30, like I would never guess that Gigi was 30.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, she's not that 30's old, but she just seems so... Yeah, she's vivacious and, excited about life.
And
we love to see the photo of her.
Yeah, I'm happy for her.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like she kind of like, obviously she didn't have like a tough life, but like a lot of stuff with like Yolanda, and she's like, you have to eat one almond. Like, I feel like
she's been through some shit.
Yeah.
You know, as spoiled as she may or may not have been, I do think that she still has some hardships.
Yeah, for sure.
Totally came to price. You know, stuff with Zane.
Yeah. And it seems like she's really like thriving in motherhood and all that stuff. And I'm really happy for her. And the fact that she like just lives on like a farm in Pennsylvania is so cool to me.
It's awesome. Yeah. She's great. So happy birthday to Gigi.
Happy birthday, girl.
Moving past that, the girlies on tour and the potential albums on the horizon, first being Harry Styles. Everyone thinks that there's going to be a new Harry Styles album.
Yes, he was seen
very soon.
He was seen leaving the studio in Berlin with his headphones on.
My headphones on.
Is somebody gonna set the bee? Need a cigarette to make me feel better.
That's, of course, Headphones On by Addison Rae.
And I guess, like, before Harry's House came out, like, he was walking around Japan with his headphones on, or walking around wherever he was with his wired headphones on. So people are on high alert now that we think the album might be finished and he was listening to it on his way out of the studio. Mm-hmm. Who knows, though? Because I feel like there's been speculation for, like, the past year about him and whether he's going to do an album or he's doing the Sphere or whatever it was.
For sure, yeah.
So
people are unclear. The only feather in the cap of this is new album territory is that he was with in Berlin.
Yes,
basically his whole like recording team, like everybody on his team that he would record a new album with was there.
Yes,
it's basically like if we saw Taylor out with like Jack, Aaron. And like a couple random, a tree and a couple sound mixers hanging out, you know? And can I say, I love the wired headphones thing. Throw it all the way back to Taylor as well, listening to wired headphones while walking around Central Park.
Yeah.
It seems that if artists are wanting to listen to something with, I just spit everywhere, with good clarity, they use wired headphones. And I use wired headphones. Like I exclusively use wired headphones, mostly because regular headphones die all the time and I can't stand that. But to me, it tells me that that's the best sound, you know? Like, why would Harry Styles be listening? Like, wouldn't you want to be listening to a new album, walking around, whatever, with, like, the best sound you could have?
Yeah, but I feel like when he's recording it, he probably can hear it with, like, the best sound.
Well, you know what I would think like, with, like, the... As a casual listener. Like,
but I would think, like, he's using the wired headphones because it's common... Like everyone, like a lot of people use wired headphones, so he's like wants to hear it the way that like the consumer would hear it.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Guess, yeah. Okay, that you can make an argument for that.
Yeah,
I would say that
because I wouldn't say wired headphones are the best way to listen to music.
Oh, I'm talking about over instead of like AirPods or
I would say like AirPods have better sound quality than wired headphones.
Oh, because
at least you get like the noise canceling.
I feel like that true, but I feel like the noise canceling sometimes like. Like, I wouldn't want to walk around listening to noise canceling. You know what I mean? Like, I guess I'm not explaining it in the right way. Like, I'm not saying literally the best quality. Like, obviously, Bose headphones exist.
Yeah.
Like, those things are different. Like, you know, but I think that the wired headphones provides, like, the cleanest sound for, like, the casual headphone listener. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that coincides with
I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's just exciting to see.
So exciting. Like, please, Harry, please. I really miss him. And I can't see Benson Boone do one more flip. Like, it's going to make me throw up.
Benson Boone he's reheated your nachos so many times, Harry. Like, it's like, just come through and show us what.
Please.
I like Benson Boone, but.
He's not you. He's not him.
He's not you, Harry.
Yeah.
He's not you. I'm sick of
because when I'm with him, I'm thinking of you.
Harry Styles at home. You know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
I want the real thing. I want to go out.
I don't want
eat.
Timu Harry Styles. I want the real thing.
Completely.
And I miss him. I miss his like outfits. I miss his music. So I'm excited.
Me too. And I'm excited to see if he comes out with a new sound. You know, something because he's great at that. And I just how exciting. A quick aside.
Ooh.
Shout out to Joe Jonas. I know
shout out.
This may be not a, you know, we've said some things about Joe in the past, but he's come out with a new song, and I only know about this because of your sister.
Yeah.
He's come out with a new song that is very clearly about Sophie and hopefully trying to get them back together or whatever. It could have been like a forgotten bonus track off of Harry's House. Like I listened to it for the first time and I was blown away by how good it sounds, how sweet the lyrics are. And so if you're looking for that, looking to scratch that Harry Styles itch in the meantime, Joe Jonas's new song,
Joe.
Go give it a listen. Because I was pleasantly surprised.
You know, I wish nothing but the best for Joe. I will always love the Jonas Brothers. Like, he may have his issues, but like, don't we all?
Exactly.
He's he's just so hot.
And he is, yeah. And we're both Joe girls.
Oh, know? Yeah.
That's that.
And so, that's that. So, like, I'll love him forever. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's mm-hmm. been bopping around New York City so much. Like, yeah. I saw him doing a fucking, like, private concert at Bleecker Street Bar.
Oh, my God. What? I know. I missed that.
Yeah, for, cool. like, Heineken or something.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Probably premiering his new song. Anyway, oh, yeah. So give that a listen if you're trying to scratch the Harry Styles itch. Mm-hmm. But fingers crossed that an album is imminent. Gia, as much as I love, you know, the wintertime, the early days of spring, we can kind of, you know, order out, it's raining, it feels bad, do whatever. Nothing makes me feel better than when I get home and I have a meal waiting for me that I can easily prepare and eat, knowing that it's going to be delicious, nutritious, mm-hmm. and just keeping me on the right path. Because I think that when you go home and you make yourself a meal, it's cathartic, it's saving a little bit of money, it's, you know, knowing what you're putting in your body and knowing how you're going to feel for the rest of the day, week, month, however long that you stick to this routine of making food for yourself. And I think that everybody needs to get on that steez.
Yep.
And thankful. And I'm personally thankful for Marley Spoon for keeping me on track.
Yep. Same here. I feel like when summer comes, the traveling gets insane. Mm-hmm. So the grocery shopping just gets annoying and most of the food just spoils in the fridge anyways.
Every time.
So it's nice to come home to some meals from Marley Spoon because they also have their new 15-minute express recipes, which are exactly what they sound like, convenient, delicious, and on the table in minutes. You'll find these on every weekly menu. And if you've got a few extra minutes, they also have great 20-minute options too. Mm-hmm. If you're really in a hurry, Marley Spoon also has delicious, ready-to-heat meals. They are lifesavers when I'm coming home and I just don't feel like cooking. We're tired. We're mm-hmm. exhausted. We've been talking all day long.
All day long.
So this spring, fast track your way to eating well with Marley Spoon. Head to Marley Spoon /offer/TaylorWatch and use code TaylorWatch for up to 26 free meals. That's right, up to 26 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, that's marleyspoon.com/offer/TaylorWatch for up to 26 free meals. And make sure you use our promo code TaylorWatch so you know that we sent you.
Another superstar crushing records and just being the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga performing in Brazil. She's on her Mayhem tour right yep. now, which I got to get fucking tickets, man. I got to get tickets.
It seems like it's going to be, you know, one of the tours of all tours, for
absolutely.
Sure, up there.
2 million people lined up outside of wherever in Brazil. I don't even know what kind of place holds
that. It was
many
Copacabana Beach in Rio. Yeah.
Thank you. So big that, like, the stage was in the front and about a mile back they had
a screen like every mile.
Yes, yeah. Literally. There yeah. were these tall screens that were showing what was going on the stage. A lot of questions come to mind when you see a crowd that big,
yeah.
a show that big. Number one, how do you stay safe? How do you get out if you need to?
Yeah.
How do you even get in?
Someone had a really funny tweet saying, imagine trying to excuse me, pardon me through that crowd while going to pee during Die with a Smile.
Because that's me.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
That would be so me, Die with
I
a
I can't
smile.
Even
so
imagine.
Funny.
I mean, I get overwhelmed in a crowd of like 1,000 people. I can't even imagine being in
that.
A crowd like that. Did you see there was like a whole section of, I would assume a part of the LGBTQ community, mm-hmm. because they all had the fans.
Yes.
And they're all clacking the fans. Like, there must have been 300 fans in like one area.
Nuts.
It looked so epic. Like, yeah. it really looked so insane. And I can't
exciting.
Even imagine the feeling that Gaga felt after that. She had like she tweeted a long thing just being like, this is just amazing insanity. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, I think this cements Gaga as like one of the biggest
Absolutely.
Artists, icon. I would say like Taylor, Gaga, Beyonce, like
yeah.
are like the, you know, the Mecca.
They really are. And I think that people, until this, I think people kind of forgot that Gaga is like,
for sure,
steamrolls everything.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, she, and especially now on the heels of the Eras Tour, and it's the only tour that anybody wants to compare anybody to.
Yeah.
And I think that Gaga said, oh, cute.
Yeah.
Love that. Love the Eras Tour. My turn. And then popped up and 2 million people are literally like in the sea.
Yeah.
Coming up on boats so they can see her.
I mean, apparently it was a free concert. So like,
which is like
crazy.
It's sick. Like, yeah, just everything about it, I think, is really, really cool. And I think you're right. She's obviously cemented as one of the greats. But I think that that the world needed a reminder. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, she's like took a little bit of a hiatus.
She's been a while since she's torn.
Because she had those past albums, but she didn't tour them. Like, she didn't tour Joanne, did she, or anything like that?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. So this is super exciting for her. Yeah. I love her so much. And the Brazilians, they show up and they show the fuck out.
Yeah, they do.
They said, come to Brazil. And boy, they all came.
Come to Brazil and we'll come to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And they did a great
job. It's like every single person in Rio must have been there.
Easily. Imagine how fun, though. How fun. Oh. Imagine all of New York City shows up to like Terminal 5. Where even would there be a big enough space for
it'd be, I think
like
it
that.
Had to be like at Central Park, right? Like a giant stage in Central Park.
Completely. We'd be, you know, she'd be set up at Summer Stage and people would be backed up to 59th Street.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A little inside, if you know the landscape of Central Park.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
No, Summer Stage would like blow up.
It would.
They
be,
could barely
no, yeah,
hold to the
even,
fucking Mount Joy crowd.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it would spill over past like, you know.
No, they would have to have it at like. They would have to like build like a platform over like Jackie Onassis
reservoir,
and then we all stand underneath.
On top.
Yeah,
yeah, that'd be so crazy. So, congrats to Gaga for quite the kickoff.
Yeah, congrats.
And looking forward to seeing more about her tour. And can't wait to eventually get tickets because that's a can't miss event in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Another queen slaying the house down, Beyonce. We talked about her a little bit last week. Obviously, her tour has started. Everyone's excited about Cowboy Carter, whatever. But a new fact that I learned, the tour or the concert, she plays 36 songs and it's about 2 hours and 45 minutes. So, okay, everybody bitching about the Beyonce ticket prices. It's time to eat crow.
She's
putting on a hell of a fucking show.
I think no matter what, Twitter, and I even saw this with Gaga and Taylor, people were debating on if Taylor could pull that crowd the same that Gaga did.
Yep, yep.
And it's like, why, when a woman has such a great achievement, it's like, oh, well, blah, 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 could have done this, blah, blah, could have done that. It's like, no. We're all achieving great things. We're all doing things that people didn't expect us to do, all this stuff. So when I hear that Beyonce is doing all those fabulous things, like, I'm just so happy for her. And she just had twins. Like, she just was on tour.
Yes.
The Renaissance tour.
A year ago, she was still on tour.
She is an icon, just like Gaga, just like Taylor. And I love to see all these women winning.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate the like, you know, eyeballing the ticket sales and like, you know, comparing the two and, oh, she did this, she did that, she's copying this, she's copying that.
Yep.
It's just like, what's the point when we're all successful here?
Completely. And there is no limit for any of these women. And I think that it's exciting to see how high their rockets fly.
Like the tour, the Cowboy Carter tour looks insane.
It looks awesome. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I want to go
really
so badly.
Yeah.
And I hate to see a woman thrive and then like automatically someone like is pulling up the Ticketmaster and being like, well, she still has 500 seats left, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay,
shut the fuck up.
Like no one gives
then
a flying
500
fuck.
People who missed out on a fantastic show.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Who gives a fuck? Who gives a shit? And again, all of these women can draw a crowd like no other. So I think everybody else can take a fucking seat.
Yeah.
And just watch the greatness unfold.
Women.
So congrats to all these
rock.
Women. Women rock. Women rule.
Women rule.
Boys rule. Except for Harry Styles.
Yes.
he's the best. But all right. I think that what else? Do we have anything else to discuss?
I actually have kind of something exciting.
What?
Because this...
I just got chills.
I don't know if I... I think I can say where I'm going. If not, I'll just bleep the name. But Francesca and I are going to this very exclusive Miley Cyrus event tonight.
Oh my God.
We're going to get to hear the album all the way through for the first time.
And devastated.
There's an
jealousy.
I know.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
And there's an intimate Q&A at the end of it.
Holy
so I might be able to ask her a question.
Holy fuck, what are you going to ask?
I have no idea.
Oh my God.
I know.
What is it in collaboration with? Like, what's it's just like a secret.
It's Spotify.
With
Spotify.
Sick.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And
so
it's like a first album listen through.
So cool.
In Lower East Side, yeah. And I'm literally dying about it.
That is going to be unbelievable.
I can't believe it.
Speaking of Miley, I just saw her, I don't know what she was doing, some sort of like very small venue and perform one of her new songs.
I saw that too. My brother's friend was actually there. Like literally, like this this close from her.
Maybe,
and I
that's
was like,
where I saw the video.
Probably.
I saw the video from someone that I knew, or like a repost, or I don't know where I saw it.
Yeah,
I only saw one.
She performed a new song, More to Lose.
Yes,
she also has amazing. A new. Oh my God, she has the best, like one of the best live singing voices. Yeah. Incredible.
She does.
But she has a new album coming out May 30th, I think.
Oh my God, that's so soon.
Yes, yeah, so soon. So I'm super excited for that. I think this is going to have like the exact sound that we've all wanted from her. Mm-hmm. Like raw and like a little bit of rock. And I'm
bit of bangers.
Yeah.
Bangers album.
Oh, I don't think it's going to have much bangers-esque vibe.
I'd say bangers only because I'm thinking about Wrecking Ball.
Oh yeah, maybe,
was
maybe.
Wrecking Ball and bangers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm literally only thinking of Wrecking Ball.
But I really loved End of the World, which yes. came out, and Something Beautiful. So I'm very excited to hear the rest.
Wow. I can't wait to hear about
it. I know.
Good. So now we've got boots on the ground for a Miley Cyrus listening event.
Yes.
We're going to have to
yes.
break that down on Thursday's
I've
episode.
Been a huge, huge, huge Miley stan since I was like young. Mm-hmm. My aunt always jokes around like that Miley always reminds her, or she, every time she sees her, she always reminded me of me because I used to like fight the good fight for her, like when she was like, you know, at the VMAs pole dancing and stuff.
Of course,
I used to be like, you guys don't get her.
Yeah, she's a woman.
Yeah.
Okay, she's doing what
she's mature,
to do.
It's and it's theater. Not even pole dancing. Okay, it's a ice cream truck. Okay,
and people like you are why Miley Cyrus continues on every day. She knows who her audience is.
Yes.
And she knows who she's creating mm-hmm. for. And it's people like you
yes.
and me. Because I was right there fighting the fight with you.
Yeah.
I've always
when
been,
she smoked salvia.
Ooh, who cares?
I was like,
she's testing shit out. Yeah. I was like, that's so sick.
Yeah.
I love drugs.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I also smoked weed once too.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
She's she actually, fun fact, Miley Cyrus is one of the two people that made me join Twitter in 2009.
Oh wow.
Miley Cyrus and Ashton Kutcher.
She was all over Twitter, like
she was like the first bitch on Twitter.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I have to get on because Miley's
and
on.
And she was like airing out her tea on Twitter all the time
yeah.
too. Like
it was
her
awesome.
And her and her friend Mandy.
Mandy, oh God. What a weird relationship that was. Mandy. I wonder where Mandy
Well, she was
is
like
now.
Also like low-key a lot older than
no,
her.
No, that's why it was a weird
yeah,
relationship.
Yeah.
Like Miley was like 16 and
yeah,
Mandy
was
30.
Like,
it was like, okay,
and they were,
what the fuck?
And Mandy was making fun of
Selena
and Demi.
Selena and Demi. Crazy.
Why are you
behavior.
As a 30-year-old beefing
where
with
is the, Mandy now?
I have no
that's
idea.
That's something that I would like to look into because I am curious.
Where is
where she
Miley's
is.
Friend Mandy? Mandy Giroux. Is that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
She was Miley's backup dancer.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Right. That's right.
It says she just lives a normal life. In Nashville?
Okay.
So, okay, girl.
All right. Whatever, girl. Well, you know, maybe she's out
she
there dancing somewhere.
She has 108,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, good for her.
Okay, Mandy. She's still dancing.
She's still dancing. Good for her. Still dancing.
Yeah.
Definitely weird that she was friends with Miley like that.
Yeah.
Though.
I'll never forget that video where she's like,
me neither.
Power Rangers. And then like Selena and Demi like, Turtle, Ninja Turtles. That was like the
it was
OG.
So blatantly bitchy.
Oh.
Like I've never seen. Like,
yeah, and Miley,
since then we've
Miley's,
not seen
Miley's like,
teeny boppers do that.
She's like, oh, sorry. I couldn't say that because I have a gap tooth.
It was like, it was basically like a MacBook photo booth video.
Yes, exactly.
Literally in like 2007.
And they're
like
beefing over like Nick Jonas.
Yes, yes.
So
no,
classic.
Amazing.
Oh man,
wow.
Bring me back to those times.
For real. I was like, but that was the golden years.
Oh man, everything was on J14
sure.
and like
yeah.
Ocean Up. That shit was fire.
Everyone spilled their tea. It
yeah.
was the best. But all right, I hope you guys appreciated our topics today.
Yes.
Wish we had a little more Taylor infusion. But again, she is in the middle of her.
She's hiding from us.
She's in her cocoon, okay?
Yeah.
And we love her for that. We respect her for that. We're happy for her. We know that when she emerges, the beautiful butterfly that she is and will forever be,
mm-hmm.
we'll be very thankful. So
yes.
until then, we will be sure to update you on all of her friends and peers. And
and
we hope you guys like it.
There's tomorrow or Thursday's episode, voicemails, DMs,
yes,
all that
as
good stuff.
Always, thank you. Thursday's voicemails, DMs, one of our favorite things to
yes.
do, as we always do. Go ahead and call or text the voicemail line. The number is
347-450-0723.
Obviously, go ahead, leave a voicemail or text that number if you're feeling shy.
Yes, very funny. I actually got a voicemail, like I see them on my phone on
yeah,
Gmail
yeah.
and someone said they called just to say that they saw me eating lunch and they were too scared to say hi. So shout out to that girl. And if you saw me again, say hi, because I love when people say hi.
Always.
She was like, I saw you through the window. And like, I didn't know. I was like, you're calling That's the Taylor amazing. Watch hotline?
Just had to let you know. She's in her head. She's like, what's the number? 347-450-0723.
I loved
Gee,
it.
I saw you in the wild. No. It's incredible.
So funny.
Yeah, call us with whatever.
Like, yeah, literally.
That's very funny.
If you see me on the street, call me.
Exactly.
Or just say hi.
Exactly. If you see me on the street, I'll have a furrowed brow. And don't comment on my Botox, because I am late on my Botox. So unless you see me in the West Village visiting Dr. Kim.
Yes. Unless you see none of my movements of my face.
Unless you see my stationary face. Yes. Don't comment. Regardless, but please go ahead, leave voicemails. Yes. Thoughts on the Met Gala, thoughts on Taylor and her whereabouts, Travis's commercial, any of the pop ladies and gentlemen mm-hmm. that we mentioned today. We love it. We'll also, of course, be doing our rapid fire questions. So keep your eyes peeled on our Taylor Watch Instagram story tomorrow, Wednesday, before we record. Get your last minute cues in if you forget to call in. And until Thursday, we will see you later.
Love you guys.